So my name is Corey Meyer. My Chinese name is Wu Karen. I'm currently a student at Tsinghua University, and I'm part of the Shoresman College program. I'm currently on break from Yale Law School in the U.S. I've been in China since last August when my program at Shoresman College began. I decided to apply to this program and come and learn and study in China because I think it's a very fascinating, quickly growing place with lots of opportunity. And I feel like at this point in time, far too many Chinese students go and study in America, while far too few students make a similar journey to study in China and learn about China. I think this kind of creates a bit of information asymmetry, where lots of Chinese students know about American culture and they can appreciate it, but so few American students know about Chinese culture and can appreciate it. I think I've just been fascinated by the rich regional diversities. I think often people think of China as one single entity, or they only think of it in terms of maybe the Great Wall and Forbidden City. But I think there's just so much happening here all around the country, and there are just so many things to see and do and experience. So I'm really attracted by, you know, the opportunity to go to different areas in the country and meet people who are very intelligent, are eagerly studying English, and really want to change the world around them. I would say it's a beautiful and innovative country, but full of interesting contradictions. I actually had the privilege of having a Chinese roommate when I was in undergrad, and so I got to live with someone from China, and I've just been always blessed to be surrounded by people who are really kind and generous and intelligent. I think that's definitely been my experience at Tsinghua University. Every time I meet a new Chinese student, they say, you know, if you need anything at all, please let me know. Don't hesitate to ask. People are always incredibly helpful to me, so I really appreciate that. Well, I think right now there's just a huge amount of uncertainty, not just surrounding the U.S.-China relationship, but surrounding any foreigner who wants to go to the U.S., and many of my Chinese friends have been asking, what do you think that Trump's changes on immigration will impact me and my ability to not only study in the U.S., but if I wanted to stay and work thereafter, could I, as a Chinese student, a Chinese citizen, even do that anymore? I think this uncertainty does have some costs when it comes to this bilateral relationship, because one of the great aspects of the relationship today is the number of Chinese students who pursue education in the U.S. And I think there's broader geopolitical uncertainty. And it's kind of interesting because until this presidency, the U.S. has kind of carried this mantle of globalization and opening up the world. But now it's President Xi Jinping who's going around the world saying, let's open our borders. I'm going to keep China open. He's doubling down on globalization and the benefits it brings to the world, whereas the U.S. seems to be taking a step back. And I think for people like me who have been lucky enough to travel many places and are studying abroad, that's a bit frightening.